Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey!
Ho-ho! 5 o'clock.
Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Joe!
It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Oh my God, pizza and Funky Buddha at your house tonight. I can't wait.
If Mrs. Z kicks you out, you're more than welcome, Joe. Cause
you tell Asia I'm on my way.
She found that stain, man. Come on, Joe.
You know, we got that pizza joint not too far around the corner from us.
Yeah.
Right up there by Publix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got some good pizza, too, Joe. We got a little spot out there. That's why we got to get brands with the Davy, with the D on it.
Okay, all right.
And then you will get branded together.
That sounds much too painful to me. You want to do that again? You made the mistake once.
I know.
You're going to do it again?
I would do it for you, Joe.
Okay.
So we could be brand brothers.
All right. Brand brothers, blood brothers. Did you make that same offer to Hawk?
No, he's funny acting. I don't want to be brand brother with him. He acts funny, Joe. See, you a lot cooler.
Did you guys, Solana, did you guys tell him about who I thought he looked like?
Oh, Hawk? No, we didn't. Huh? We didn't. He's sensitive, Joe. You don't want to hurt him.
Is it progressive insurance guy?
Progressive insurance, the annoying
Come
dude.
On. The guy in the car where he falls asleep eating the spaghetti? You can't tell me that's not Hawk.
I'm going to write a note right now to let him know.
All right, Solana, we got a couple of minutes for the headlines. What do you have for us?
Somehow the progressive insurance guy has more hair, which is shocking.
Just a little bit, but everything else, his mannerisms are just like Hawk.
I'm with you.
Okay.
And no, that's spot on. That's spot on, Joe. who do you look like, Josie? Who's your
Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Wow, you're ready for that.
But I'm just asking. I'm not making any sense.
I'm just saying.
Is that flattering?
I don't know.
Is Kevin Bacon a looker?
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I don't know. He's right. But you're like, you're not Kevin Bacon in Footloose. You're Kevin Bacon
in Hollow Man.
In not in Footloose. He was in Diner. He was in Few Good Men.
He wasn't a few
Apollo
good men.
Apollo 13, right?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Hollow Man? I'm the only person that saw Hollow Man.
Nah, man, Solana's Hollow Man because he's invisible.
Yeah. Oh, how would you see him?
Well, they had like paint on his, like wax on his face, and he
was
cut
he
little
Hollow Man?
Put some
you
goggles
sure?
on.
Yeah, really? he was.
He was Hollow Man. I didn't see that one. What was his? He
Joe,
was. Oh,
Joe
you know,
kind of does. Joe kind of does look like a Hollow Man. Crowder, you're right.
No, I don't look like Hollow Man. The guy who plays Hollow Man would be a better way to phrase that, Solana.
Oh, sorry about that.
Flatter me in my older age. Respect your elders.
You look like Kevin
See,
Bacon.
There you go.
Yeah, you do. Kevin Bacon, right, a little Joe Exotic, too.
Yeah. Who's Joe Exotic?
The Tiger King.
Oh,
guy.
No way. That guy was way too weird. Plus, he's in prison.
Yeah, he's locked up now. Yeah, he's locked up.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez, that was that show. That thank was God show. We're past that. Okay, we're down to 4 minutes now for your update.
Roll through us,
Alana. All right, I'll run through it. This sports update brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. So there is some news regarding tomorrow's Game 7 between the Nets and the Bucks. Kyrie Irving officially ruled out. Shout out to Jimmy for sending me that story just now. Tonight, Game 6, Hawks-Sixers. Clippers-Jazz is at 10 p.m. Hawks-Sixers at 7:30 p.m. The Hawks and Clippers looking to close out these series at home in their respective Game 6s. And Los Marlins, the Marlins, will begin a three-game set tonight in Chicago to play the Cubs, Wrigley Field. 8:05 p.m. first pitch for the Marlins. And coming up at 8, Joe Z, you can watch it tonight. I know you're a big football fan. In the Copa America, it's Uruguay-Argentina. Uruguay-Argentina, El Clásico.
Chile just scored on Bolivia. I think Chile just scored. Yeah, Chile. Chile.
Yeah, Chile.
How do you say it?
Chile.
They just scored. Is that Chile. Bolivia they're playing? Bolivia?
Yeah, they're playing Bolivia.
It's 1-0. 1-0.
It's like you're saying cheese, but then you put an L-E at the end. Chile.
Well, we were all over this. By the way, this college football expansion is everywhere, and the committee is moving forward with the 12-team playoff, which we talked about last hour.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be good. More teams are going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Gators would have been in three times. Miami would have been in 2017. You know who really wants it? I think the coaches. Because if you get into the playoff, then you don't get fired.
Yep. And the players, like, yeah, like Matt, what was the last name we
Mershel.
Had?
Mershel.
Mershel. He made a good point. Got more guys stay, more teams have stuff to play for, more fan control, more TV, you know, TV attention. Yeah, it makes sense to me. The players are getting messed over on it, have to play 17 games if they win the championship. But
yeah,
who
but
cares?
He was right about it real fast that NIL, the way I see it happening, some guy makes the great catch in the championship game. Maybe it's a national TV spot out of it.
Makes right? money, yeah.
You know, a guy, a receiver, he gets his feet down, inbounds, and all of a sudden he's got a sneaker named after him.
Makes
the
sense.
Crowder or something.
That's a good sounding shoe there, Joe.
There you go. How's our weather, Mr. Solana?
Quickly, your U.S. Open leaderboard update. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Richard Bland still atop the leaderboard, 5 under par. And your weather, Joe Z, it's from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Your weather, Joe Z, is right now very cloudy all across South Florida. And I hate to say this, but Sunday, Father's Day, is looking like it's going to be a rainy Father's Day, unfortunately. And if I'm wrong, I don't know, tweet Joe Z. Tweet Joe Z that I was wrong. Let him know.
Let me help you with the
cloudy. Joe Zagacki's fault.
Let me help you with the cloudy. It's gunmetal gray.
Gunmetal.
Gunmetal gray.
I would never describe anything as gunmetal.
Well,
no color, nothing.
That's what it is. It's gunmetal gray. I'm not. You know, advocating one way or the other for weapons. I'm just telling you what the color of the clouds are. It's gunmetal.
That's just not a way I would describe the cloud. Just say
no, you didn't describe them at all. You just said clouds.
Yeah, I mean, I just
give some description.
The least amount of work. The least amount of work I got to do, Joe. That's really the way I'm trying to live my life here.
Here we call this radio, which is theater of the mind. So give the listener something in his mind. It's gunmetal gray. Now they're driving down the street, looking out the window, going, gee, hey, it is gunmetal gray.
School them, Joe. School them. We got Cuno that's, coming on next.
We have Cuno coming on next.
Yeah. That's your weather. Back over to Kevin Bacon.
Thank you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause. Hawk and
Crowder. Okay, coming up on Ticket is Ticket Rewind and on QAM Joe Rewind. Good job, Jimmy Garcia. Thank you. Steven, thank you. Solana, are you with us?
I don't think he's at his...
No, he's not there?
I don't think he's there.
Okay.
Where'd he go? He doesn't move anywhere. His mom helped him to the bathroom?
Hey, man. It's an unsolved mystery. I've been trying to talk with him for like the past 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, Channing, this was fun for the last 2 days. Appreciate it. We might be traveling in July. We're not sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I know you want me to tell my plane crash story, which we never got around to.
I'm gonna get it, man. It's one of the best ever. We might.
Some
bring
people
you
know. Some people yeah. know of it that have been here for a long time. Some do not. But it was a miserable day. I would say that. I would say every day since then, except for one day, every day since then has been a peach of a day.
Yes. After hearing the story, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what? We'll bring you on next week. Early next. It's a 4-day tease, but we'll bring you on early next week, Joe, because I got to let the people hear this story. It's awesome.
All right. So what are you doing this weekend? We have Father's Day. You ready to go?
Yes. Well,
you're going to have that Juicy Lucy?
I'm going to have me some whatever I want. That's one thing I do. My wife knows. I'm a foodie. I like to just like, I don't need jewelry and I don't need nice cars and clothes, but I'm going to enjoy the jewels of the world.
Well, you have three children.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll have two. One of them will be crawling all over you.
Yes, my little guy. He just started walking. Well, about a month ago, he started walking. Wow. So he's walking around the house now. And yeah, my wife, she likes to do the secret thing. You know, we don't know. She's like, just leave Sunday open. Don't make any plans.
So she's got it covered.
Yeah, so
like
she
my
has
house.
It covered.
They told me be ready at 5:30. We're going someplace.
Yeah.
But I don't know where.
See, that's as a grown man to have that little surprise. You know, I know we do it to kids all the time, but as a grown man to have a little surprise, I enjoy that.
We mix it up a little bit in terms. I think last year was the lockdown. That was awful, right, for everybody.
Oh my goodness!
I think we did barbecue last year, but this year we had a little construction going on, a little construction project. So perhaps we will have someone else do all the cooking, but I'll get one of these burgers there, wherever we might be going.
You gonna tell them to line it up just like
tell
you
them
like
exactly.
It?
I'm gonna take this in with me and tell them this is what I want.
What restaurants do you eat at, Joe?
I don't know, but I do have to say this. I did have a client, and we would go to lunch, and he was a very wealthy client, and that's what he would do. The chef would come over and he'd say, Mr. So-and-so, what would you like today? And he would tell him, and they'd say, and get the same thing for Joe. Just whatever you say.
He would make his own menu.
He made his own menu. That's the way to live.
That's big money.
I'm not quite there.
I have
probably will never be there.
Yeah, I have one of those rich, super duper crazy rich friends, and all they do when they're sitting at a table, if they need water, if they need ice, if they need a fork, anything, he just starts screaming, help. Help! Help! First time it happened, Joe, I thought he was having a heart attack or something. And the lady, and he lives in Naples, so the lady knew what he was doing, so I kind of panicked. I was like, bro, you okay? Help! Lady comes over. He says, I need a knife. I was like, what? That's how you get what you want is to scream help at the lady? But yeah, so I know the super rich get treated a little different.
Okay, should we quickly do we have to recap everything today? We learned about chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We learned about discharge.
That's dope.
We learned about branding. All in between the college football playoff.
Yep.
The Dolphins pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's games.
Yes.
We have Atlanta tonight. We think they close it out.
I believe so.
We think Utah is going to win.
Yes, sir.
And we're leaning toward Milwaukee on tomorrow night.
We're together.
Despite home court advantage for Brooklyn.
Yeah. Milwaukee has the dogs. They have more healthy dogs
than
Brooklyn
do.
Has.
That's right. Battle of attrition.
Yep.
Mad Dog used to say the side with the biggest army wins.
And Brooklyn's army is quite light right now.
Yeah. Their attrition has hurt them. Steven, we're all good? All right. Good job, Steven. Jimmy, all good? All right, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to sit in. Greatly appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I'll see you in Davie, Channing.
I got you, baby.
All right, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And everybody have a great and happy Father's Day and a safe weekend.
When you hear discharge, do you think about leaving the hospital or something else?
I feel like if I hear discharge, it's like you get out of the Army.
Oh, okay. I think about, you know, maybe gonorrhea or something.
Oh, God.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. need.
Oh, no.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.